Welcome to On the Air with Power Squared, a weekly look behind the scenes, what we hope will be everyone's favorite comic book, Power Squared. This week, we have a special guest, Rachel Wells, the artist.
Hi, everybody.
The last, 10, 11 issues.
Oh, yeah.
So we thought we would talk a little today or tonight about covers. Mostly because we have a new issue out, issue number
10. Woo!
And buy it. It's available through our revised store, the campus store.
That's right.
At powersquaredcomicbook.com. So let's talk about issue number 10 and the cover. Let's start with that one. So tell us about what was your inspiration for this?
The cover, let's see. I'm trying to think of the concepts I had for it back then. I knew I wanted to incorporate, I had to incorporate Quincy because, spoiler alert, Quincy is the new main antagonist of this newest issue, this newest arc. And she has special powers with her eyes. I don't know how much I want to reveal, but her eyes are very unique.
We haven't revealed that yet, so I guess that's no.
Yeah. So I definitely wanted to include some, like, you know, spooky eyes or some kind of way to, like, how do you say it? Show how this Quincy person is suspicious, you know? Because I find often, like, you know, the cover is the first thing the reader sees when they open a comic book, right? But they see this character on the front, they're like, ooh, something about her, man. They get to, she's introduced, I want to say, like, page 3, and she's like, oh, I remember you from the cover.
Well, this was, the eyes were the,
Yeah, it's just, yeah, that's true.
She has, what's the thing?
Tetrachromacy?
There you go. She can see more colors than the average person, that was why the...
Yeah.
Important. She really can't see it. They're washed out here. But anyway. So, yeah.
You can see it if you buy the issue.
That's right. Clear as day if you buy the issue.
Beautiful print quality from Artithmerk.
Yes. We're having a sale at artithmerk.com/powers. It's author/power squared. There's a link on the website. You can go there and get 25% off not only issue 10 but all the issues, as well as the t-shirts, which we're wearing one and you're wearing one, and San Ramiro Community College, and what was it, team Marty, there you go.
Team Marty and team Eli.
I'm trying to think of something to have that was unique to 10, and so everything's there is 25% off. Use the code Black Friday, and there's other indie comics there, but those don't really matter. And they get their own show and they can do their own hype, and you know. But anyway, so yeah. So you've been doing covers for us even before you were the main artist, going back to issue number 3.
Yeah, it's true. I did the cover. Yeah, I did the cover for issue 3 and issue 5 as well. That was the very first thing I ever made for Power Squared.
Yes.
Which is crazy to think about. Like, the style I use for the comic has evolved so much. It's interesting to look back on it.
Yeah. So this was also a villain, Dr. Brubaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have the boys down here, and I believe that's Jennifer walking away.
Yeah.
You
remember the cover. Surprise. So
it's also interesting that I just thought about this, but the logo in that cover is in the center rather than at the top.
Yes.
I don't know how it took me so long to notice, but I think I recall whenever I make a cover, I put a mock-up of the logo somewhere on the image, usually at the top, so that I know what it'll look like once it has the logo on it, you know. And I believe, like, I intended for the logo to kind of, like, cover the top of Dr. Atlas's head to, like, I guess, kind of give it more of an air of mysteriousness, like, oh, who's this? But I think it also looks good like that.
Yeah,
I get, like, him, like, peeking over the logo.
Yeah, I think this was sort of the design all along.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were a little, I mean, I'm always the, do we want to do that? And I'm always told, yes, we should. So we went ahead and did that. So I'm always the resistant one of the group as far as stuff. And then you did issue number 5.
Yeah.
And
that's a good one too. I still like, that's one of the pieces of art I still like even all of these years into the future. Cause you know, I think I've talked about before on this show, like you look back on your old art and you're just like, ugh.
Yeah. We made there, this is actually a poster available as part of the, as part of the sale. And we used this on the banner that we had made up for our one or two appearances at conventions. So yeah, we really like this image. It
was, yeah,
it was really cool.
I think it really helps. Like, it's a good general image. It's not specific to any issue or story. It's a good general issue image for Power Squared, and I like it.
Yeah, and I think it kind of shows them doing something, a little action.
Yeah, they look very actiony, and Nina did great. Nina colored that one, didn't she?
Yes, Nina's the colorist.
Did a great job on that.
The imposter, yeah. So
yeah,
it's one of our favorite images. I think that's on the business card. No, maybe for a while it was.
Yeah,
I have business cards made up for Power Squared. so we just go through memory lane. This was the cover for Kirby Good.
Oh yeah,
part one.
Yes.
We have
that one was a lot of fun, like a very geometric.
Dr. Jordan and Kirby and the boys.
Oh, Dr. Jordan.
Yes. Yes, he was the
that one is also like it looks amazing colored, to be honest.
And would look really good in print. Anyway, I'll stop. yeah, no, it was I always thought Dr. Jordan was sort of we didn't really have anybody in mind for that. We literally just found an image of a person on the internet and said, yeah, that's Dr. Jordan. We went from there. And then we have, of course, this is Kirby Good and Evil Part 2.
Yeah. I'm not sure I like it as much as the cover for issue 6. I'm still into it. I like the action.
Yeah.
I like it's sort of it's very dramatic.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. And
yeah.
As we go down memory lane, let's keep going. This is issue number 8. Which I like this cover.
Oh yeah. It's
for Math Magical Part 1.
I think I've mentioned it before, but I think what was it? Professor Theorem is probably my favorite character that I've designed at least for Power Squared because she's just so cool. I like her arc and I like that cover with her. She looks kind of like, ooh,
yeah,
ooh.
Curious about her.
Yeah. And then we've got the three in the foreground. They're like, yeah, we're friends. But then Eli Marty is like, but
a little bit of, I like the subtle. Hey, what's going on here?
That one's fun. And
then we had issue number 9.
Issue 9. To be honest, I'm not as much of a fan of this cover. I feel like that was a kind of a cop out cover.
Well, now we find out.
I was kind of struggling with ideas.
what do you mean by cop out cover?
Well, like, you know, there's not a lot going on. I guess I prefer the covers where there's a lot going on. I still think it's a good I don't think it's a bad cover necessarily. It's just like, I guess I feel like I could have drawn the hair a little bit better, especially Theorem's hair. Theorem's hair is a challenge, to be sure.
And I realize we're doing this also as an audio. People have to look at
this. Yeah. Oh, well, y'all can imagine. If you want to see the cover, you can buy it now for 25% off on our Artithmeric.
This is like, you know, how they work in beer commercials.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's over a cold frosty right about now. So yeah, and also they're available on the website powersquarecomicbook.com under issues. You can find them there and look at them and go, yeah, that's what they were talking about.
Yes.
All right. So and then I guess I'd be remiss to mention that we did a little with issue 10. We did a we call it the COVID cover.
Yeah, an alternate cover.
She had Julia add these little masks to the cover. So
yeah, she did great with those.
Yeah, they look good.
Gotta stay safe.
I just figured we should do something about the time that we're putting this out in. No one's wearing masks on the inside, but on the outside you should wear a mask, I guess.
They're wearing masks in spirit.
Well, anyway. So I guess so of those, your favorite was the past ones?
I'd say of those, my favorite is probably issue 8. I'm actually, did I say 10 before? I think I might have said 10 before. I think it's a tie between 8 and 10.
Okay, so 8 again, in case you're watching.
Yeah. I like the composition of 8, really. Kind of like how it's sort of like self-contained.
Yeah, I like the theorem, actually. We have two theorems, I guess, there, don't we?
Yeah.
Professor Theorem and Napoleon Theorem. I always thought that was sort of the kind of the comic book name for her to be Professor Theorem.
Yeah.
If your name sounds Professor like has an... you're a villain.
Well, just, you know. The professor word has like an air of like, ooh, to it.
Yeah. Professor Theorem. And then
issue. Yeah. Then number 10. I just really like the eyes.
Yeah.
I believe the eyes in this cover were lifted directly from Quincy's character sheet that I made for her. I figured this works for the cover. Why not?
All right. So we have more covers. We have, if you're listening for the first time, we're working on issue 16. We're finishing that up.
Yeah.
We only have 10 out.
So oh, yeah.
So much more to go. We thought we could look at covers for... future issues, kind of, you know,
yeah,
get the people thinking about. So we have some
be a nice preview.
Yeah, we're gonna try to share here the screen.
Let's see.
So let's go with number 11.
Yeah,
go ahead. Okay, that's it. So this is without any, you know, Power Squared on it. So it's just your.
There we go. I'm not sure I've seen the colors for this cover yet. Those look great.
So here we're.
So yeah, I'm a fan of this cover. Yeah.
I kind of like how it's sort of Quincy sort of trying to lure Marty away.
Yeah.
We won't go into too much what actually.
Yes, it feels almost like, yeah. Yeah, I'm mostly just a fan of her outfit that I made for her there. I'm like, girl, you're looking fly.
So, anything you want to say about what you were, you know?
Let me think.
Trying to communicate her.
Well, I know that throughout issue 10, no, throughout the whole arc of issues 10 through 12, the relationship between Marty and Quincy is quite a central figure. At some points, it even starts to get in the way of Power Squared as a group.
Yeah,
so I knew I wanted to... oh, sorry.
And then
I'll just leave that little hint there.
Okay.
But I figured the cover should portray that sort of relationship tension, like Marty kind of being, what's the word, tempted by an outside force, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, that was, yeah. And again, if you're listening to this, it's, I don't know how you describe it, it's Quincy and Marty are the only ones on the cover, and Quincy's sort of holding out her hand, and Marty's... doesn't look like he's sure what to do, right?
Right.
Trying to give a visual description.
Come, Monty. We shall go get iced coffee.
Yeah, they don't actually drink iced coffee too much. They have coffee all the time.
You know, they're in California. They should probably drink iced coffee. I'll have to remember that one for next time.
We've actually never said we're San Ramiro. It sounds like it would be California, but we've actually never said that that's where it is. But.
Oh, really? Huh. I always assumed because it had like San in the name.
Yeah, I would assume so too, but we've never actually. It's sort of like Springfield and The Simpsons. You don't really know where that is. We've never actually said it, but it would make sense.
Well, I've never seen it snow in San Ramiro, so.
You haven't really been in there in the winter. I'm kidding. Yeah, I don't see it as snowing there either. But anyway, so that'd be a good little winter issue. I'll have to think about that.
Right, so
let's go move on to issue 12. So this is the issue for the cover for the end of the story arc, What's in a Name. This would be What's in a Name part 3, and we see the boys.
Oh yeah, this one's pretty rad.
We see the boys in danger. I like the fact that they don't have their glasses on, you know, they're just like literally flying blind here, I would think. Especially if it were the situation, I wouldn't know what, you know, I'd be lost. But anyway, so they're fighting.
This one is hard to explain. This one's hard to explain without, like, spoiling everything.
Yeah. Let's try not to do that. But it's them fighting. They're being attacked by ninjas.
Yes.
And we have to figure out, in the issue, it makes perfect sense why they're being attacked by ninjas. Here you don't. Yeah.
The ninjas were a lot of fun to draw. A lot of fun to draw. And in a way, that issue... This issue had a lot of action in it, so that was a different challenge from what I'm used to in Power Square. But on the other hand, I didn't have to draw the boys in their glasses for this particular scene, so that made it a little easier as well.
Yeah, we were trying to get a little more action oriented in this story arc.
Yeah.
So let's go on to the next one. Would be The Imposter. And as it may sound like, I don't want to get too much into what happens in the thing, but there's somebody that can look like other people.
Yeah.
And he looks like Marty. And hilarity ensues or whatever. Trouble ensues or whatever because of that. But anyway, so the cover is the boys in the background and this other Marty in the front.
Yeah.
Program, right?
Yeah, wait, I can't, let me pull it up myself because I can't see your stream. Okay. Yes, that one. Yes, it's very like, it's mysterious. Yes. You look at it and you wonder like, who is this? Is that Marty? But wait a minute.
Marty too. What the heck is going on?
Yeah, Marty number two.
Yeah. And I know that's not...
This issue...
Good.
Sorry. This issue was fun to draw because I find Marty to be the more fun brother to draw just because of his long flowing hair.
I was going to say that in the story arc, Professor Theorem is still around. She's not on the covers.
Yeah, but
she's still part of the story. So I like the idea that her story.
Yeah, she starts to help out.
Again, let's not give away too much what's going on in the story. All right, and then
I like those characters that that become your like begrudging sidekick after being an antagonist. You know, like Vegeta. Those are my favorite characters.
Mm-hmm. So then the next issue is story arc. Imposter part 2, and we see sort of a Marty sandwich here.
Delicious.
Yes, he's got Quincy and Marty sandwiching Marty. So,
yeah, this one feels sort of like Archie Comics a little bit. Like there's like the romance aspect there. We've got the love interest peeking in from the side, like, "Hey, baby." We've got the copy being sneaky on the other side, and it's like Marty's like kind of trapped a little bit.
He's not really. He's distracted by her.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was gonna. So then we did a future issue where we talk more about the how the brothers met Mocha. Cleverly called "How They Met." So far, I might think of a better title before.
How that. They Met.
Yeah, well, you know.
This one, the cover for issue 15 is definitely my favorite cover I've made so far. It's just because, like, there's so many animals, and I like drawing animals.
So if you've read the comic book, which we hope you have, Mocha is a kitsune, a magical fox with multiple tails. And we see her surrounded by other kitsune.
Other yokai.
Yokai, sorry, there we go. Sorry.
The kitsune is specifically a nine-tailed fox.
Are you even a real Power Square fan? Ugh.
Yeah, I think I am. I get confused sometimes. But yes, so other yokai are surrounding her.
Yeah.
So that's your favorite cover?
Yeah, I would say so. I think the bear came out the nicest. The bear is pretty awesome. And of course Mocha in her kitsune form is always a lot of fun to draw.
Yeah, we were thinking that we have her and we have the hound dog as possible plushes.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
If people would buy them, but anyway. So then
I would totally buy at least 10.
Well, that would probably be the 10 we'd sell. So anyway, let's look at the issue that we're working on now, which you're finishing up.
Issue 16.
Yes.
Oh, should I like drop my inks of that into the Discord? I show off my screen?
If you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's pull that up.
We have the pencil up, right?
Book. Oh, get down here. There we go. Can you see that?
No.
We're seeing the pencil that we put up. Should we take ours down?
Okay, well, you know what? That probably works. I think my computer's suffering because I'm sharing my screen.
So, yeah.
It's not too different. The inks are too different, so.
Now we see this is for a story arc called Mocha and Raven.
Yes.
We give a little backstory, learn a little bit about Mocha's backstory, and learn how she, made an enemy of another yokai. And then this yokai and her, what do you call the, what is the relationship Marty and Eli have to Mocha?
Human companion.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, but they're not really her. They're not really her companion, so to speak. But in this case, Raven appears with her human companion, which happens to be somebody that you would have noticed in the first issue, Billy O'Shea.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think. Yeah, we've showed off his character design.
Yeah.
So, they're an interesting pair, those two.
Yeah. So this is a cover of the boys running from Raven.
Yeah.
Who's a
Just I don't know how spoilery this is.
What?
I don't know how spoilery this is, but the Raven is not actually that big in the actual issue.
No.
So there's no need to be alarmed, everybody.
Yeah, if you're seeing this, she's not going to carry them away. But...
Yeah, Raven is a Yanagarasu.
So, anyway.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting in this issue having a new yokai character. Well, I think that's pretty exciting.
One of the things that we wanted to do with it is show more of the yokai, you know, get more involved in that, have the boys get kind of sucked into that whole little civil war that's going on.
Yeah, for sure. And seeing two characters that have a similar relationship as Marty and Eli to Mocha is also very interesting. It's like a parallel, like a foil almost.
Well, I'm glad it worked out that way. We just write it. but it was sort of trying to show other people have this relationship that they have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or so I'll stop streaming.
Yes. Again, drawing animals is super fun for me. I liked drawing her talons.
And so we have you haven't started yet. We'll have issue 17 will be the continuation of the Mocha and Raven story.
Where we learn
about what's going on.
All right, so covers for a comic are important because they're meant to draw the reader in and entice them to pick it up.
Right. That is the exact reason.
So we've tried to make the covers as enticing as possible, while also playing around with the composition so that they don't feel too samey.
Good. What he said.
Yeah. To be honest, covers are they're kind of a unique challenge. Not that I dislike them, but I have to think of, you know, a composition, an action that's simple, to the point, and impactful, you know, which is much easier said than done. I often look through just other random comic covers for inspiration, especially because I don't want it to be too complex, you know, because I just hate complex comic covers. It's like, oh, I'm stimulated. Something to summarize the issue as a whole without giving away too much. Something like you said, to pull the reader in.
Yeah, and doing it in a single image is challenging.
For sure. I do have a good time doing them.
Good. Well, and that is, it is the, yeah, it is sort of the window into the thing. So we do, again, I know I keep bringing up the one that's out right now, issue number 10.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it is. No, I'm always, it's always, you know, publishing day is always exciting to actually do. Not necessarily monetarily rewarding, but it's always fun to actually put stuff out. And, you know, that, and there's a lot of all the getting everybody to actually line up and have them all come out at the same time is always challenging too. But we got it.
Yeah, but you know, we've been sitting on this issue for so long, and to finally have it out now, I'm like, yay!
Yeah, I'm hoping people will.
It's like a rocket launch.
I'm hoping people will discover it and want to read going backwards as well.
Yeah.
So, anything else you want to say about covers?
Let me think. I might have mentioned it before, but covers is always the thing that I seem to forget. I'll start making the thumbnails for a certain month, you know, like pages 17 to 20 usually of a given issue. And then I'll work really hard on those, right? And I'll send them off to you guys. I'll start writing the email and I'll be like, wait a minute, I need a cover. Somehow that always happens.
What happens, people who have been listening will know, that you send us four covers and we go through them and decide which of the four.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a time you go, that one?
I think I mentioned it before, but probably issue 9. I wasn't the biggest fan, you know, with any sort of work that I do for someone else, there's always going to be some choice the client makes and I'm like, I don't agree with that, but that's what you want, so I'll go with it. Not necessarily disparage your choices, but I don't always necessarily agree with, like, there's always a thumbnail that I seem to like the most, or like, oh, they're probably gonna pick that one. Then y'all pick another one. Well, and I'm like, oh.
We always ask you if you have comments or questions. You can always say that's really not the best one. You know, we're not.
That's true. I also don't want to feel, part of me feels rude if I were to be like, actually, it should be this one.
No, don't feel that way, honestly. Where it's a you know, collaborative thing, and we're no experts, obviously.
Remember, do you mind if I show off the thumbnails for issue 9? Okay. Have them up.
Oh, go ahead. Issue 9.
Yeah.
People should already be buying it.
It's true. There's no spoilers to be had, considering you've read the issue.
Yeah.
So I think I was the biggest fan of this one, of B. Because, like, it was kind of like they had a gun there. You had some jewelry there. It's very dramatic, very sexy.
Well, we did not think that.
That's okay, you know, it's in the past, but you know, things like that happen sometimes, and you know, to me it's not that big of a deal, really. But well, yeah, oftentimes, like, the other funny thing about covers is that I'll often reuse concepts.
Yeah.
I don't know if I did it for issue 8. Oh gosh, so many files. Let's see the thumbnails for issue 8. Yeah, I think I reused this one in where is it? Yeah, basically reused that concept, because I guess I figure if it fits, it fits, you know, and if we haven't used it, then why not go for it again, you know?
That one seemed a little bit like the one for one of the Kirby Big and Small.
Good and Evil.
Good and Evil.
It does. That's true.
It seems a little bit like this one.
It does. That's true. I guess I was just really into lightning shapes at this time, yeah, in my life.
So that's why we didn't choose that one. But yeah. Well, again.
But I think of another one, I believe, for issue 15. 15, yeah. I think I used this concept for her cover at some point in an earlier issue. It was probably issue 14 or something. But and neither of those thumbnail rounds were they chosen. So it's bad luck for this concept.
But again, if you know, we pick a cover and you go, oh, that's not really good. Maybe, you know, I don't know. Feel free to come back with, you know, it, even when we pick the thumbnails and this panel and this, you know, we're just, it's our opinion.
Yeah.
You're the artist.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I always figure, like, you know, it's your comic. You guys want it to look a certain way. And I also figure, like, y'all see something in it that I don't, and that's totally cool.
Well, we like to think of it as all our comic, but it's all right.
That's true. Yeah.
Because, you know,
yeah, but I mean, I like to respect others' opinions.
Again,
there we go.
If you think we're way off the base, feel free to say something.
Yeah, I'll do that. But yeah, looking back on these, they're so old.
Yes, we have so many. I don't know, that's probably a couple years old now.
Yeah.
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 So
all right, I think I can stop now.
So we're doing about like four comic books a year as far as drawing them and releasing 3.
Yeah.
So we're already ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we do about four a year, I think, right?
Sounds about right.
Seems like 3 months to draw. And
yeah.
And then we already have the next couple of story arcs kind of coming together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yes.
And then a little adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have ideas for days, as they say.
Yeah, it just keeps getting more exciting, the like plot of this story. I'm really digging working on it and seeing the story develop more. It's great.
Well, good. And people can also follow along by using the Black Friday sale at artithmerrick.com.
Yes.
To play.
Yeah.
Which is 25% off. It's a really good deal.
Yes. So artithmerrick.com, use the code Black Friday during checkout.
Yes, look for Power Square. You can skip the others. There's a whole lot of other comic books out there. Just Power Square is all you really need to know.
All right.
So, yes. You can also follow us on social media to see when these future issues come out.
Right.
Yes.
See previews.
You can. Yes, we have a new way of subscribing to the newsletter. You get to apply for admission to San Ramiro Community College.
Yes.
And once you're accepted, then you get a free issue of free copy of issue number one.
Yes.
And then you get a newsletter that tells you everything that's going on with Power Squared.
Yes.
The Hound Dog and the Bark.
Yes.
So we're going to try to maybe add a little, on campus kind of news story on the newsletter, sort of. But I like the idea of doing the college. Kind of get that more going, and instead of the shop, it's now the campus store and all that.
Yeah.
Got to study up, y'all.
That's right.
Gotta go to college to get more knowledge.
And it's all free.
Yeah.
Except for the issues and the t-shirts. The rest of it's free of charge.
Yeah.
The first hit's free.
That's right. We're pushing Power Square. Anyway. All right. So thank you very much for being on the show.
Of course.
If you're watching this on YouTube, you can also keep up with the podcast there. Just leave a like if you liked it. Subscribe if you want to see more. And ring the notification bell if you want to see exactly when they go up.
And as a final reminder, there is a Black Friday sale going on currently at artismeric.com. 25% off everything Power Squared. And we hope that you will stock up and save. And so until next week, I'm David Hankins.
And I'm Paul Hankins.
And this has been On the Air with Power Squared.